You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. And I got this right this time. Yes, I was good. Yes. Anyway, so I just saw Baywatch, and that's what we're going to I'm going to give a solo review on today. God, this was terrible. So let me ask you, viewer, something. I know, and post your comment below and answer this for me. But why did the Baywatch show last 9 seasons? I mean, honest to God, why did this last 9 fucking seasons? Because if this was the premise, or if this was, because if the reason was, we just need a reason that we need to showcase hot people, then why? I don't get it. This premise is so awful. I can't believe this didn't get canceled. It's a detective show, but with lifeguards? What? This is insanity. This is an insanity, and it's plaguing our nation. We must bring it down. Anyway, so what did I think about? So why is Baywatch bad, you might be asking? Well, first of all, the jokes are not really that funny, and also I felt that the characters were not that interesting. There are a few really good performances, but the actors are not really given characters to work with. They're given characters or stereotypes to work with. And I felt like everyone just kind of had a stereotype that wasn't really funny. And I thought the story didn't really quite pan out the way they were hoping. And it wasn't really, and I don't think it was a good story to start with. And it felt like a misfire the whole entire time. Because even when they were showcasing beautiful people, I was still in the back of my mind going, you know, I'm not here for the boobs. But if I were, I would be pretty freaking disappointed. That there were no, you know, like in the movie, and this is not a spoiler, and I don't think this is a spoiler, but there are zero boobs. There's actually more male genitalia in this movie than there are boobs, which is kind of surprising because didn't Pamela Anderson kind of make this kind of a thing? I don't know. It was kind of, it's a kind of a nothing story, because there's no suspense, because you already know who the villain is. Like, even the trailer kind of tells you who the villain is. And so there's no mystery. You're just waiting for the characters to find a way to get the villain caught, or the other way around, or the villain to kind of beat them down, which never happens. So whatever. And then you're just kind of waiting. So really, you're just in a 2-hour movie where you're just waiting for jokes to happen, waiting for male genitalia jokes to happen, and you're waiting for moments where The Rock and Zac Efron get to show their abs and muscles. Really, that's about it. Like, that's really about it. There's no substance. And look, I wasn't looking for anything of substance in a Baywatch movie, but I was hoping for a decent comedy that had a decent story with decent, compelling characters. And this movie is none of that. The characters are not really that compelling or interesting. And including Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character, he's actually kind of an idiot / you know, moron / irresponsible dick who leaves his shift to go investigate, like, crimes and whatnot, and it's kind of all just really dumb and stupid. So, and look, you're probably wondering, was it all supposed to be dumb and stupid in like a wink wink way? No, it's just dumb and stupid in a dumb and stupid way. So with that said, I don't really care for Baywatch, and I feel like the movie should just go, come and go. Really, that's all I got. And yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Thanks, everyone. Anyway, well, hold on. As far as updates on the show, I just posted the Star Wars podcast just a couple hours ago, and on Tuesday we're posting the Poltergeist retrospective episode, and then probably around the same, and probably on Tuesday as well is when we'll post the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tales episode. I probably can review Baywatch on that show too, but the thing is I'm telling everyone not to see it, so I don't think I'll have anyone to review it with. So other than that, that is it for Baywatch this week, and that is it for the Youth Critic Reacts, and we will be back with you next week with the Youth Critic Podcast and on Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and the Youth Critic Retrospective, Poltergeist. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you next week.